Take that. Why are you here today?
Well, we're here today because we've recently been told about these timetable changes. They were suggested back in May, at which point we got together and had a learner voice board and put our opinions across, because at that point we were told it's going to be longer days, less lesson time, and larger classes. So we got together and we spoke about that. That was in halfway through May. From that point until last week, we heard nothing whatsoever, and then all of a sudden we've got a brand new timetable which hasn't really taken our views into consideration. We tried to get in touch with the administration, we tried to put our point across, but ultimately we haven't been listened to whatsoever. So what we're trying to do today is prove a point and show that we aren't just people that are going to take whatever they throw at us. We're going to actually stand up for what we believe, and we've got a very good point of view and that we should be listened to. That's what we're trying to do today, to get our voice heard and to get involved in the decision-making process that ultimately changes the college life for us, because the management that are making decisions aren't here every day actually doing it themselves.
And how have the management reacted to your decision to protest like this?
They haven't really reacted that much at all. I mean, we've had a few of us. Every now and then the principal seems to come in and he speaks to one, two, I think the maximum students he's spoken to at the minute is four. But he speaks to them all individually in small rooms and he keeps trying to make it so that we're going to say, oh, well, we're not going to do anything, we're just going to take it. But realistically, all he's doing is sitting down, talking at us. I mean, if you try and talk back, well, not talk back, but if you try and communicate with him, he just cuts you up and carries on. I mean, we can't have a discussion with him whatsoever. We've tried. We've even sent him a letter before this explaining how we feel and what we understand the changes to be, how we feel about those, what we would suggest, and ultimately what we want to see, and if that doesn't happen, what we're going to do. And we made it very clear that we were going to take action if we weren't listened to. We weren't listened to whatsoever. We got our response yesterday. It was 2.5 pages that basically could have been condensed into a paragraph. And realistically, it hasn't responded whatsoever to our letter. So here we are today, and we're proving that we're going to follow through, and we're actually going to keep to our word, even if they don't.
It seems like, although obviously staff will have difficulty joining your strike because, you know, for obvious reasons, but a lot of the staff have been quite supportive as they've come in. Would you say that's fair generalisation?
Absolutely. I haven't come across any member of staff that has seemed to be against it whatsoever, to the point where I think they're not officially allowed to support us, but I think if they could be, they'd be out here with us right now.
And what about if, you know, there's no progress after the protest today? Do you have any plans for the future?
We've made it very clear to them that we will be prepared to take further action if we aren't listened to and if we aren't in future involved in the decision-making process. We want to rectify a fundamentally flawed system and get involved. I can't see how us getting involved in the way a college is run is going to be negative to anything whatsoever. So at the minute, we've only got one year group here. What's going to happen is there's going to be a whole new year group starting next year who, when they came to the open evenings, when they came to all the information, has been they're going to be here from 9 to 4:15. They're going to find out about this 2 days before they start in September, by which point it's far too late for them to even change where they're going to go. So I think if we aren't listened to, next time when we do take action because we're not listened to, we're not only going to have this many people, we're going to have a whole other year group, so you're going to double it, if not more. So I think realistically, they can't rush us under the carpet.
So really what you're asking for is a say in how your own college is run, and you want a bit more input into the decision making.
Absolutely. It's been very much a case of this is what's going to happen, but even that, it hasn't been open and honest. It's been kind of, we've been announced the information at meetings that have been told to some of us about an hour and a half before the meeting's actually happening. So attendance has been incredibly poor, understandably, because some students don't even come into the afternoon, and if the meetings are lunchtime, they're going to know about it. So what we're doing is trying to get it so we're involved, and we've got an open book policy so we can actually see what's happening, and it's not any of this kind of trying to keep us quiet, because all we want to do is know what's going on.
Great, well, good luck with all the protests.
Thanks.